Newsreel Digest is on the air. Newsreel Digest, presenting headlines of the day's news and on-the-spot highlights recorded the world over by the people who make the news. Transcribed from last week's Mutual Newsreel. Yes, Newsreel Digest is on the air. First, today's headline news. Some 370,000 soft coal miners refused to work today without a contract. And President Truman, acting under the Taft-Hartley law, appointed three men to investigate the dispute and give him their opinions within 1 week. They start their task tonight. But already the miners are saying, it looks like a showdown. No break is in sight in the cross-country telephone strike scheduled by the CIO for Wednesday morning. Federal mediators in New York are trying to get a postponement agreement this afternoon. J. Edgar Hoover told a congressional committee today that the FBI and British intelligence are on the trail of further ramifications growing out of the arrest of a British scientist accused of giving atomic secrets to Russia. During a Senate hearing today, Republican Representative Robert Hale said the country isn't frightened enough by atomic weapons. But Senator Elbert Thomas said people are too jittery. He wishes they were more complacent. In a Polish court in Stettin today, a French consular employee pleaded guilty with a smile to being a spy. He told the judge, I like the job. Washington hears that France will be given five American baby destroyers as part of her armament deliveries under the Atlantic Pact. In Stuttgart, U.S. High Commissioner McCloy has warned Western Germans to stop attacking the Western Allies, to remember their guilt for the war. He has reminded them, we Americans are not here exclusively to feed the German people. West Germany is backing out of an agreement with East Germany, say American officials in Frankfurt. The West Germans have decided to stop sending steel to the communist-controlled East. There was a fire today at a big oil refinery in East Chicago, Indiana. A company spokesman announced that the fire was under control and that nobody was injured. In Los Angeles, a rival mob tried again during the night, this was the sixth time, to kill California's gambling czar, Nicky Cohen. They got past the dogs and they got past the radar to bomb and tear apart Cohen's $100,000 house. But they didn't get Mickey.